Imagine if you had some simple little things you could do that helped you get what you want, whether it was to feel calmer or more centered or to manifest things or to imagine what's possible or to find solutions or to sweeten up a situation. What if you could access simple ways to get what you want? That's what I'm talking about in this week's episode. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Ann Ryan, your go-to intuitive coach bringing real talk to the mystical realm on the Breathe, Love, and Magic podcast. Feel like the universe or your spirit guides aren't delivering? Maybe you're confused by esoteric lingo or which healing method to try. Well, you're in the right place, because who has time for confusion when you're trying to build a business, find love, heal and recover, or leave your partner or job? I'll turn that mumbo jumbo into clear, actionable steps that fit easily into your life. So buckle up, open that heart chakra, and let's cut through the cosmic fluff together, shall we? Good fortune favors the bold and those who aren't afraid to call it like they see it, right here on the Breathe, Love, and Magic podcast.
Hi, this is Ronnie Ann Ryan, your go-to intuitive coach, and this episode is all about my top tiny energy tips to create really big results. I'm so excited to share these things with you, and I'm just going to rattle them off and tell you about how I use them and tell you a few stories about how they've worked for me. And I want to invite you to let me know what works for you. And you can do that in the comments section on breatheloveandmagic.com in the show notes. So there's actually a blog post that has comments below, and you can let me know which one of these 10 things you tried, which ones worked for you, and what you'd like to hear more about. So just leave a comment on the breatheloveandmagic.com website for this episode or any other, and let me know what's working for you and what you want to hear about. If this feels right to you, that would be awesome. The tips I'm going to share are things you do at the start of your day. I'm not in any way suggesting you do all these things. I think you need to pick and choose, and you might only do one. You might only start your day with one of these things. It's totally up to you. My point is, these are tiny things. They don't take up a lot of energy or time, but they have a big impact if you really put your heart and soul into it, put your energy into it, put your belief into it, and be consistent about it. You will get the results you want. You've probably heard of many of these things, but these are my top tiny energy tips that get big results. So let's begin with infusing your morning cup, right? Whatever it is you start your day with, whether it's that rice mushroom coffee or mud water or real coffee or tea, whatever it is that you drink as your first beverage, and maybe it's warm, that's a great time to sit with your cup and infuse it with energy. Now, if you happen to have been through Reiki training, it's great to put Reiki in. Reiki is the energy of love. It's a healing energy, and you do have to be attuned to it. But if you have been attuned, then you can send Reiki right into the cup, right into all of the morning beverage. Now, if you haven't taken the Reiki training, that's okay too, because you can still infuse the cup. Just imagine sending in your own love, or whatever it is you need. You could send in nourishment or serenity, peace and calm. You could send in creativity or innovation. You can send in anything your heart's desire, right? Anything that is your heart's desire can be infused into your cup. And then after you finish, so let's say you spend a minute or so, or maybe a little more, charging your beverage with whatever it is you need for the day, then you drink it. And as you drink it, you're taking in all of those energies that you infused into your morning beverage. Isn't that amazing? It's so simple, but it really starts your day off with a bang, because you're focusing your energy on what you want and what you need, and you're giving it to yourself, which is very empowering. I love this. It's my favorite, and that's why I started with it. I try to do this as often as I remember, infuse my cup of tea in the morning, which I adore. There's nothing better than my first cup of tea. And I infuse it with the energy of what I need for my day. Give that a try. The next tiny tip is setting an intention for your day. When you set an intention for your day, you are setting yourself up to have the kind of day you want. You're putting out your energy in a focused way, and that definitely sets you up, creates a pathway for your day to follow. You're making a statement to the universe of what you want to happen, what you want to create, how you want things to go. And so when you set an intention for your day, at the beginning of your day, before you even get out of bed, you are putting yourself on a path that can lead to the results you want. And how simple is that? Let's look at an example. For today, I knew I was going to record my podcast. So my intention was to call in all my helpers, get my energy up, be vibrant, to share this information with you, to have the recording go really smoothly, and to get a bunch of other stuff done that I need to get done today. So that was how I set my intention. So you could set it really simply by saying, today, I'm going to have a fun day. Today, I'm going to feel blessed. Today, I'm going to have everything go smoothly and get everything done. So at the end of the day, I can smile. These are all intentions that you can use and you can make up your own and you can change it every single day. Or if you're working on a big project, you might focus your attention on the big project for every day until you get it done. It's totally up to you. But this tiny tip makes a difference because it sets your energy up for the entire day. The next tip is an empowering statement, which is, I am open to the magic all around me. Now, I love this statement. I love this idea. I love the energy of it. When I remember to say this, then I'm setting myself up to be open to the magic. Now, there is magic all around me and all around you every day. There is magic all around everyone, but it's up to us to be aware, to wake up, to notice it. Because a lot of times we just go through our day and we're getting stuff done and we're not really being conscious of anything that's around us because we're just focused on whatever the task is at hand. Or we're running through some kind of list in our mind or whatever takes up all the energy of your brain, right? But when you make that statement, I am open to the magic all around me today, then you're increasing your awareness to be more awake, to be more receptive, and to notice the signs, the synchronicities, and the guidance that is all around you every day. I don't always see it either, but I love when I remember to say this at the beginning of my day. I am open to the magic all around me. Saying that is a great way to put your focus on it, to put your energy into it, and to let the universe know or all your helpers that, hey, today's a day I'm going to pay attention. And so you will much more likely notice the magic that is around you. You might encounter guidance or synchronicities or numbers like 1111, or notice something in nature that shows you a sign, like maybe you see a hawk and you know you're going to have a bigger, more expansive view, whatever that is for you. All kinds of magic exist in the world, but we don't always see it. When you start your day with, I am open to the magic all around me, chances are much better that you will pay attention. You will notice, you will be awake enough to catch on to that guidance that is all around you. The next one I call affirmational questions. This is a very different way of doing your affirmations. And to be honest with you, I don't remember where I learned this. It's not my idea, but I have adopted it and I do use it. And the idea here is to pick an affirmation and then turn it into a question. So let's say you want to lose 10 pounds. Instead of saying, I lose 10 pounds easily, you could say, how did I get so lucky to lose these 10 pounds so quickly and easily? You say the affirmation in a question format. And by asking it in the question, what happens is your brain will not fight with the statement. Because if you said, I lose 10 pounds quickly, your brain might go, oh, come on, that'll never happen. You won't stick with it. You're not going to do it. It's too hard, blah, blah, blah. But if you say, how did I get so lucky to lose 10 pounds quickly and easily? You're asking a question. So your brain's going to look for the answer rather than fight with you. You know, that's that inner critic part of you that would start fighting with an affirmation that's positive. So when you put it in that form of a question, that circumvents that inner mind chatter that gets in the way and it makes it a lot more powerful. I would give that a try. That's a good one. For me, for example, I would like to have more fun on the weekends. One of the things that I've been saying is, how did I get so lucky to find something fun to do every weekend? Don't get me wrong, I want to have fun during the week too, but it seems to be easier for some reason during the week than on the weekend. The thing is, I'm focusing on what I do want, but I'm putting it in the form of a question so my brain doesn't argue with me and say, there's nothing to do, you know, there's nothing fun going on, blah, blah, all that monkey mind crap that goes on in your head. I'm just focusing on what I do want. And what I do want is to find more fun things. So that's what happens when you talk about how lucky you are. Like, how did I get so lucky to have so much fun every weekend? Fun is easy for me to find, and I have so many opportunities to laugh. How did I get so lucky to find so much enjoyment in my life? So that's how I might put it all together. Asking those kind of questions, it's kind of an affirmation, but in that inquisitive framework, my inner mind, monkey mind, inner critic, whatever you want to call it, can't argue with it. And that's the way I can preserve all my energy to focus on what I do want rather than arguing with myself, which is always a waste of time and not productive. The next tip is a super easy one. And that's really how I picked all of these tips is my goal was to share these really tiny little low effort tips that have a big impact in your life. You want easy? Here it is. Sweep your front porch or the stoop of your house right outside your front door every morning. Take, what is it, a minute, 2 minutes, and sweep in front of your front door. Now, this is a feng shui Asian tradition that's all about keeping the energy clear that leads into your home. And this makes sure it stays fresh and positive and open, and nothing gets in the way, nothing blocks the good fortune from coming in your home. You can do this with your back door or back porch as well, and making sure good fortune has a clear path. You sweep it clear daily. It's just a great exercise to remind yourself that you're starting your day fresh. The next tiny tip is to expand your energy field. Now, the idea here, of course, is that everything is energy and we are a part of everything. So when you expand your energy field and you kind of spread yourself out, you allow yourself to blend with all there is. And when you do this, I really recommend that you do this in a very big way. So here's what I mean. You imagine that you have a spark of divine white light in your heart center. And then you breathe slowly and deeply. And with every breath you take, that divine spark of white light expands and grows. And so it eventually grows right past the edges of your body so that you're encompassed in that ball of white light. And that's really kind of a visual of your soul and your divine shimmering light. They always talk about how we are made of light. And so this is a visual representation of that. And then you can imagine that you actually leave in that ball of white light out of your body, out past the earth, out past the moon, into the solar system, and allow yourself to just travel all the way to the Milky Way. Now you're in the galaxy, and that's a very expansive place. And in that place, you can imagine that you are a part of everything, a part of the whole galaxy, a part of the whole universe. And as you allow yourself to just expand outwards continually, you just blend and become a part of everything. In that incredible, expansive space, that's where you can meet up with your soul, meet up with your higher self, with your whole and healed ancestors, with your angels or archangels or spirit guides or any other spirit helpers or light beings that are there to support you, to give you guidance, to show you love. So when you expand your energy field like this, you are making room for so much more in your life, right? Because when you get that big, anything can happen. You can hold all of that energy within you because you become a part of everything. So therefore, everything is a part of you, giving you access to exactly what you want. Now, the one thing I want to say about doing this is after you go through this exercise, which you can really do in a minute or two, You want to call all your energy back in. Call yourself back. Don't leave yourself hanging out there. Call yourself back until that energy ball comes back around your body, and then you can even pull it in more so it's more like a column of light that you're standing within. And it's a pretty close column. And this way, in case you're empathic, your energy field's not hanging all out there collecting everybody else's junk. You want to make sure you have your energy field a little closer to your body in that column of white light so that you are whole and protected and you're not going to pick up everybody else's stuff. So it's great to be expansive and do that for a minute or two and then bring it on back. And you can do that several times a day if that's what you want, but you can just do it once a day would be awesome because you're giving yourself the opportunity to remember from where you came, right? You come from spirit. And when you expand your energy field like that, you blend right back into the fabric of the universe. So this is a very tiny tip that has big energy results. I do this one all the time. I usually start any meditations that I do with a group. That's how I start them. So we all unify our energy. It's really wonderful. And when I get out there, which I can do pretty rapidly because I'm so used to doing it now, I can just feel so blissful. I mean, it's in that expansive state. Anything is possible. And I feel connected and a part of everything, which just brings this incredible smile to my face and an incredibly blissed out feeling that's so good. I can't wait till you try it.
Just a quick pause before sharing more mystical moments. Are you at a crossroads and unsure which path to take? Or in the midst of a life crisis or difficult life changes? Stop the guesswork and endless what ifs. I've been there. Know what I did? I asked the universe for a sign and it worked. Now I'm sharing my too simple to be true method with you. In my free audio program, How to Ask the Universe for a Sign, you'll learn the simple steps to receive a clear yes-no answer from the universe within just 24 hours. No more sleepless nights, just clear answers. Visit intuitiveedge.biz/sign to claim your free audio program and start your journey to certainty today.
The next tiny tip is also super simple. All you need to do is close your eyes and take a deep breath and then imagine that you are breathing in from the front of your heart center, you know, so that's right in the middle of your chest. And so just imagine that you can actually breathe in through there directly. And then when you exhale, breathe out through the back of the heart area. So you're breathing in through the front, breathing out through the back. And just breathe like that for a couple of minutes. Take your time. Go slowly. Enjoy the process. You can take in fresh energy from the front of your heart and exhale what you no longer need through the back of your heart. And doing this is very calming. It's centering. And it really gets you in touch with your heart center and the heart space, which is a great place to come from when you're trying to create any kind of results, right? When you come from your heart, you know you are on track. And so breathing this simple way for like 30 seconds or a minute is surprisingly helpful. It really gets your energy moving, brings you back to center. So if you're stressed out or freaking out or worried about stuff or whatever, and you do this breath, you will come back to center. You will come back to yourself. You will feel much calmer and more in a position to take steps or get something done or figure things out or take action, whatever it is you need to do. Breathing through the heart is very magical. And another tiny energy tip that can get you big results and can shift your energy in a flash when you really need to get centered or calm down. It's awesome. Okay, here's another really simple tiny tip, and that is when you're getting ready to start your day or when you want to manifest something or when you have to seek a solution to an issue or a problem, one of the best ways you can do this super quickly is to call in your angels. Now, I did a podcast about the different angels that I know about. I probably didn't get to touch on all of them because there are so many, but you might want to listen to that if you're looking for a specific angel. You can just say, I'm calling in my angels. Or if you feel like you need protection, you call in Archangel Michael. If you need healing, you call in Archangel Raphael. There are so many different angels, and some of them are very specific. For example, Jophiel, which has a more feminine presence, is all about shifting from negativity into seeing possibilities and feeling joyful, which kind of sounds like their name, right? Jophiel, joyful. I love calling on Jophiel when I'm in a bad mood or letting my brain do awful thought loops and getting me all upset. Why do I need to do that when I can call on Jophiel and shift my energy in a snap? Angels are ready to help, but you must ask for their help. They will not just swoop in to help you. You have to request. So you don't have to request a specific angel. You can just say, angels or my angel, please help me with whatever it is that you need help. Calling on your angels is highly empowering and can be invigorating. Sometimes you can really feel the energy rush in as you connect with your angels, which is very remarkable. I'm just going to talk about a couple more angels, but you can listen to the whole episode and I'll put a link in the show notes. There's also Raziel. Now, Raziel is another archangel, and Raziel is the grand magician of all the archangels. He's the master of esoteric wisdom and mysteries and universal laws. And you can gain a deep spiritual understanding or boost your magic or psychic abilities and find unexpected miracles when you call upon Raziel. That's why I like Raziel. There's a couple more I want to share with you too. Let's say you really need some help with boundaries. There's an angel for that, Zophkiel. Can you imagine? So let's say you're having an argument with your sister and you feel like she's overstepped her bounds. Afterwards, you can just close your eyes and imagine calling in Zophkiel and say it three times. Whenever you call in an angel, say the name three times. Zophkiel, 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 please come and help me understand my boundaries better. Let me set strong boundaries. Let me maintain strong boundaries. And let me preserve my own space and way of doing things. Maybe you are wishing you had good fortune. There's an angel for that. The name of that angel is Pa'iel. Pa'iel will help you open the road to fortune and good financial luck. Yes. Manifest your deepest desires. That's what Pa'iel will help you with. So you can always call on Pa'iel too. Perhaps you need courage or want to be a better leader or find innovation in your field. There's an angel for that. It's Vahuia. Vahuia, starting with a V like Victor. Vahuia. And Vahuia will help you become a leader, help you become an innovator in your field, boost your courage to unabashedly offer your services at a good price because you are an expert in your field. Call on Vahuia if those are things that you're looking for. There are so many angels, and they're all just waiting for you to call upon them, to do good deeds, to support you, to help you, to nudge you, to guide you, whatever it is you need. This is some tiny tip that gets you huge results because the angels have a lot of power and they can't wait to support you. Next on the list of my top tiny tips to shift the energy and get big results is called paving the way. Now, I learned this years ago when I was in coaching school, but it is a fantastic way to really set yourself up for success or to create whatever it is you want, you know, if you have a strong intention for something. So what I want to suggest is you pave the way for your day, and you do this by imagining how you feel at the end of your day. So let's say you have a lot to get done, or you have some things that you're worried about, whatever it is that's on your mind. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you want to feel fabulous, right? You want to feel accomplished. You want to feel like you got done whatever was in front of you or on your plate. And this is paving the way, where you are imagining being complete and having gotten everything done and feeling really good about it, having everything fall into place. You're paving the way. You're creating the space by setting up the end exactly how you want it so that you can walk on that path to get there. You're envisioning the end before you even start. That's called paving the way. It's very empowering. I've used it for simple things too, like let's say I have to go on a road trip and I want to be safe the whole way. I pave the way. So I imagine myself leaving the garage and getting on the highway and driving all the way and having a clear path without any traffic. And then easily finding my way and having the directions be great. My GPS works perfectly. And then I arrive at the place or the event, wherever I'm going. And then I wrap it up at the end, having a great time or getting whatever I need to be done at my destination, and then coming on back for the return home, where once again, I seem to manage to skirt any traffic and get around it and just have a really nice trip back. It's easy. Again, the directions are good. Everything just is in perfect flow until I come back on my street and see myself on the driveway and open the garage door and park my car and raise my arms in victory for having a great trip. This is paving the way, and you can use it for so many things. It's really an incredible opportunity to visualize the way you want things to go and then create the path so that the energy can flow there when you actually take the steps to go. It's awesome. I can't say enough good stuff about paving the way and how many times I've used it. So I'm going to give you one example. I worked freelance for a long time. I was doing marketing work and I worked with this guy who was a client at an agency and I really didn't like him. And I'd had words with him on a Friday and then I ruminated about it all weekend, drove myself nuts for no reason. And there I am on my drive going to work going, oh, I don't want to see this guy. I don't want to talk to this guy. What do I want? And I thought, oh, what do I want? I want my day to be super successful. I want to get everything done. And I had so much to do. I didn't even know if it was possible. I don't want to see that guy or talk to him. I just want to focus on getting everything done. And at the end of the day, I want to feel like Rocky Balboa from that first Rocky movie, when he runs up to the top of the Philadelphia Library steps, there's a lot of steps there, and feels victorious and puts his arms up in the air like he just won the big fight. And I kept thinking about that the rest of the way on my drive. And you know what my day was like? Exactly that. For whatever reason, I never saw that guy that was my client. I never had to speak to him, even on the phone. I got everything done, and then I went home and had a wonderful night because I'd had such a great day. I pre-paved it, and you can do this too. It doesn't have to take long, but it's so impactful. It's really very empowering. And now for the last tiny tip, it's called Sugar Bowl Magic. Now, this is really fun and different. So let's say you want to have a sweet relationship. You want to get along good. You want to enjoy your partner's company and keep things really nice. So you write on a piece of paper, take the tiniest piece you can imagine and write really small and put your name and your partner's name and say whatever you want, sweet relationship, lots of love, whatever it is that you want, and roll it up tiny, tiny, and put it in the bottom of a sugar bowl. It could be the sugar bowl you use, or it could be a different sugar bowl just for this kind of energy work. So then what you do is every day you stir the sugar bowl and you're stirring up the sweetness. So you could say a sweet and healthy life for me and my partner's name, or let our relationship be sweet as sugar. Or let's say you wanted to attract something that would sweeten up your life. You could say, oh, I want just the right car so I can have a sweet ride wherever I go. It's all about the sweetness, obviously, because you're stirring sugar. But this thing works like magic. I cannot tell you. It's really fun. It's very quick. Even though it's simple, Sugar Bowl Magic has delivered some great results for some of my clients. I know one woman who solved a huge argument with her boyfriend by stirring up some sweetness in their relationship every day. Somebody else found a boyfriend. Somebody else got a really great raise and they sweetened up the pot with a nice big raise. And there's so many ways you can use that. So I just wanted to share some client examples as well. So there you have it. My top tiny energy tips, and there's 10 of them, to create really big results. And I'm so glad to share these with you. I hope you start trying them to see which ones you like, which ones work for you, which ones feel right. Play around with them and see what works for you. You can even combine them if you want, but you don't have to. The whole point of this is to find these low effort methods that deliver big results. And these tips all deliver.
Thank you for joining me in this sacred space on your journey to clarity and spiritual growth. If you're at a crossroad in the middle of a life crisis or challenge, try intuitive coaching or book an intuitive or past life reading at intuitiveedge.biz. Enjoyed our time together? Please rate, review, and share this podcast with a friend to spread the magic. Until next time, this is Ronnie Ann Ryan, wishing you love and magic.